Architectural renderings, videos, and three-dimensional models of the three concepts are on display to the public at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. They are being called the Lens, the Eye, and the Wave. James Parrish, the museum's events director, invites the public to vote and comment on the designs.
If they choose the wave and they have that long walkway, maybe you want to see more shade on the walkway. If you don't tell them that, they're not going to know. And just because we pick a design doesn't mean that every single part of it is finalized. So we definitely want to get as many notes in. And then also, each and every comment is public knowledge. It'll be transcribed, and each one will be read by all of the judges that will be judging it, and very well could affect the decision. So you could help them choose which design we want in our city.
The public can vote and comment by email or in person at the Museum of History.
And we're actually open extra hours, so you can view it after work on the weekdays as well. Till 7 Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then till 9 on Wednesday.
After reviewing the finalists at the museum, part-time resident Rita Laguerre prefers the existing inverted pyramid structure.
Well, the opinion I have is that I don't like any of them. All three of them need a lot. I like the one that's there. Maybe it's because that's the only one I know. You know, I've been here for 6-7 years now, so I mean, maybe that's because I like that one. Just fix it.
Laguerre lives in St. Petersburg and in Maine. She says she visits the pier often.
I like the way they have music on Sunday afternoons. You just pick up something to eat and you sit out there and you eat it.
Paul Haltenberger has been visiting St. Petersburg for 20 years. He is now a permanent resident who rides his bike every day from the Old Southeast to the pier.
I guess my first initial question was, why even change so much what we have rather than just upgrade what's there? Some of the comments that they've made has been that the structurally it's not sound going through there. And I'm thinking, gosh, wouldn't it be a lot less expensive just to upgrade it, fix up the construction? Because I see they're going out just as far with the other units. So what are they doing, tearing down or using some of the old pier? If they're using some of the old pier, then why not just fix what's there and upgrade what's there now?
Of the three new designs, Haltenberger likes the eye.
It just is so simplistic. It fits in with a seascape. So it looks like something that would belong on the beach.
USF history instructor Carl Estenick has been visiting his grandparents in St. Petersburg since the 1950s, and he has been living here since 1980. He volunteers at the museum's archives department near the pier. Estenick says he would prefer the existing pier.
No, I'm not real happy with any of them. That's just my personal opinion. I like the way it is right now. It's a beautiful pier. I think maybe if they spent some of the money on renovating that, we'd have a fine attraction.
Just a diehard, that's all. I enjoy my retirement that way.
Clearwater resident Perry Pappas says he has been fishing occasionally on the pier for 12 years. He has seen the proposals for the new pier, but he says he doesn't understand them.
I'm sorry to hear that they're going to tear it down. I wish there was some way they could fix it so that we could keep it.
Next Friday at the Coliseum, the three design teams will present their concepts to the five-member jury selected by City Council to evaluate the proposals. City Council will approve a design in February after receiving rankings from the jury in January. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka reporting from St. Petersburg.